This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I had to lead Jumu'ah in a masjid last week. And as I'm doing the bayan, I realize that there's some problem with the microphone. It keeps cutting out. And then in salat, during the khutbah, the same thing. So after the khutbah, before the salat was about to begin, before I was about to start the prayer, I said, is there something else? Have you got another microphone? But the people there, they said, oh, it's okay, it's all right. Now, they've got a floor above, and there's probably 1,500 people, 2,000 people in that masjid, and then a woman's section as well. So I thought, okay, it's an hour away from here, so I don't know the ins and outs of the masjid. So I thought, maybe they know what they're talking about. But because I've had that experience before, I asked, do you have another microphone? Can you sort this out? And I said, look, some people make sure they do takbirs so that people in other places can hear. But apparently, this was the first time they were experiencing this or whatever the case is, the sound was not reaching the top. So I remember when I started my prayer, before I went into ruku, I heard a commotion at the top, which means that they did their ruku and sajda before I did. That's what I thought in my prayer. And that is what had happened. There were about two or three different sources of information upstairs. One person had put on his phone to see if he can broadcast it through there, and another person thought something else. So they had various different people leading the prayer up there. So a lot of them ended up having to just repeat the prayer with Dhuhr, because they actually did it, they didn't know whether they did it with the Imam or not. That's why for a Friday prayer, it's that one prayer when you get your biggest crowd. That's why there needs to be three microphones here. In any masjid, there needs to be three microphones. In our masajid, we just don't have a microphone, man. It's like some guy in the committee who just takes it and thinks he knows everything about it and takes a crash course, or doesn't even take a crash course, he just thinks he knows about it. We seriously need it. You go in any other function, you go into a church or any place, they'll have a person for that. They will test it out every week before the function. And in Jumu'ahs, we need to test our microphone beforehand, because if you mess up somebody's Jumu'ah and that experience of even the bayan or whatever the case is, that is really detrimental. It's a worship here. It's not just a normal occasion. It's not just an entertainment. It's worship, especially if you've got more than one floor and the imam cannot be seen. So in every masjid, there should at least be three microphones at the front. So if that one goes, and there should probably be even a second amplifier just in case one goes down. It's a crucial moment. That's 20 minutes or so, very crucial. People should really have that in place. And I don't know, it's just people are used to it. It's okay. Chal jayega, it's all right. You know, people will understand. I don't think people will understand anymore, because when we go outside, it's very professional in many other places you go to. Why can it not be like that? Why is it always in masajid that the microphone keeps going off? It's because we don't have professionals doing it. It's some volunteer doing it. May Allah bless those volunteers. But come on, go and take a course. If you're going to be a serious volunteer, go and learn about it. You know, maybe it's asking too much to have all the committee members go and take a course on what it means to run a charity or a non-profit organization. In fact, for every committee member of any masjid, they should take a basic course on running a charity, on running a non-profit, because there are certain ways to do that. That there's a whole science behind, there's a whole theory behind it. Otherwise, that's when you get problems with imams and communities and committees and all that, because everybody's just doing their own emotional little thing. So we need qualified people. So okay, fine, let's start with the microphone guy. You know, then we move on to the rest. But that's very important. You don't want to mess up. You don't want to spoil somebody's Jumu'ah prayer. Because after that Jumu'ah, so many people came to me and said, look, this is what happened. We didn't know. And so I said, did you do your Dhuhr after? He says, yes, we did our Dhuhr after. Alhamdulillah. But for somebody to feel that they missed their Jumu'ah and their Jumu'ah was spoiled, that's a big deal. That could start a revolution in some places. That's how bad it is. And I'm not saying go and start a revolution, but that's how bad it is. And you know what? Masajid have money. It's not like they don't have money to buy a microphone. But they don't have the expertise for that microphone. So every committee member who has access to them, and it's a good job if it's actually locked away. Otherwise, if it's open, then every person that comes in the masjid keeps moving around. I want a bit more echo. I want a bit less echo. I want a bit more tone. I want a bit more pitch. And they don't even know what they're doing, and just keep moving it around.